And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Happy Easter to everybody. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Ricky's suffering from a tooth issue, and so hopefully get well soon, Ricky, and we'll look forward to having you back. We have a great guest here, Captain Ryan Stahl from the Game Changer. We're talking bluefin, we're talking calicos, halibut, all kinds of good stuff here on Let's Talk Hookup, and a great Easter program.
Having lots of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
And if you want to join us, we're giving away, I mean, such a cool deal here. A $300, up to $300 pair of Costa sunglasses. And Costa Del Mar, you're actually going to go to their website, CostaDelMar.com, and you get to choose your own pair, up to $300.
Yep.
So we're going to take the callers, take the texters, and Ryan's going to flip a coin at the end of the show. So if you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090, and there is one open line right now.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
All right, how about Sal? Sal calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Sal.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Captain Ryan. This is Cy from Huntington Beach.
Sorry about that, Cy.
No problem. I've had the fortunate opportunity to fish with Captain Ryan over the last couple seasons with a good friend of mine, Jake. And I'll tell you, that's one heck of an operation. These guys, first class, family owned, and there's nothing like it.
Thanks.
Anyways, I just wanted to ask Captain Ryan. I just wanted to ask Captain Ryan, or have him talk a little bit about the bait capacity on the boat. I felt like I had about 100 scoops for myself when I was on the boat. So tell us a little bit more about that. And
So we're. So the boat has 2 4-foot cylinders on it. We take 100 to 110 swings above
Holy
deck
mackerel.
For six. And this year we're redoing our fish hold. So one side will have plumbed up for a slammer. So we're expecting another 100 to 150 swings below
Whoa.
Deck.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of
no
bait.
No shortage of bait for six people.
Yeah, no. We want to be able to throw it at them when we see them. So,
yeah.
You know.
Does it make a difference when you get on a school of bluefin to kind of charge them up?
Yeah, a lot. It seems like a lot of times, bait's definitely king. The guy who has the most bait wins.
And you want to be that guy.
Yeah, there's just times that to slow the school down, or keep them interested. I mean, a lot of times, you can't get a bite, but pop a scoop out there, and you'll hook one or two.
Yeah.
So it's just, every day is different with those fish.
Yeah.
But, having enough bait to throw on them is a big deal.
That's a large bait capacity for that size of boat. I mean, for six guys on top of that.
We like to make it rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you say, sometimes it makes a difference. You can bluefin are finicky, and you can charge them up a little bit, right?
Absolutely. And then the bait capacity thing, middle of summer, there's so many boats running that there's not a lot of cured bait a lot of times. So being able to hold something for a few trips to cure it up, especially when you're bluefin fishing, you need to have that lively bait.
Yeah, I mean, you could have one of your sections for stuff you're going to throw for chum and have a section for, stuff you're just going to put a few pieces in the well that somebody could put on a hook.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's times where, Brian Kiyohara kind of keyed us in on that, but having anchovy with sardine, just for the chum, because you can pack more into a tank than you can the sardine. So having multiple places to put them and carrying a lot makes a big difference.
Yeah, anchovy for chum, and then you pin on a sardine and put it in the middle of that.
Absolutely.
Game
on. Yep, that's
it. Yeah, that's why they call it the game changer.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Cy, now with the new engines and quieter and all the new stuff he's put on, you guys are going to be in lap of luxury this year.
All right. Hey,
yeah,
very good.
Good one.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with good stuff. A lot of bluefin talk this week in Western Outdoor News. A lot of big bass and a lot of also salmon stuff going on, Central California, Northern California, and, of course, Eastern Sierra preview. Of course, we're just a couple weeks away from the Eastern Sierra opener. I was fortunate to go up the Bishop this week and do a little preview of some of the stuff in the Lower Owens there. And
you had a good time.
Oh, a lot of fun, yeah. But Western Outdoor News has all the information, a full map, and where to go up in the Eastern Sierra if you're going to go up there. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And, Corey, I think you had a good text, right?
I do. I have one here. It's a question for Ryan, obviously. It says, good morning, guys. Would Captain Ryan do a San Clemente Island trip? I know a group that would be very interested in taking the kayaks on the boat out to San Clemente.
We would consider it for sure. You know, we would have to make a few adjustments to be able to get on and off of the boat, you know, so that we don't offer it right now, but
possibility.
You know, it's definitely a possibility.
How fun is that?
We wouldn't ever ixnay the idea. We'd find a way to make it work.
But. Right?
Do you ever make regular stops at San Clemente to go fishing there?
Yeah, we fish San Clemente quite a bit when we're up in that direction.
Yeah.
You know, bluefin, get in there for some yellowtail and stuff like that, rockfish.
Can be cod. Real fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just kind of a change up. If you're done with bluefin, right?
Especially if the weather's up, you know, and everyone's getting their butts kicked, you know, it's nice to have that option. To run into that island and fish a little bit different things.
Catch some yellows, maybe some bass.
Absolutely.
You're talking my speed?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Another great text here from Dave in Carmel Valley. He wants to know, what about the fish handling and care, RSW, and all that on the Game Changer?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely a big fan of taking care of your catch. We have a RSW on the boat, so we keep all of our fish at 30 degrees. And everything is gut and gilled, and that's everything. Doesn't matter what size the fish is.
Wow.
But yeah, we take pride in taking care of your catch. We work hard to get it for you, and we want it to be presentable.
Yeah.
You know, we don't roll them over when we gill and gut them. We try not to scrape them up. You know, we want them to look like they did. Getting offloaded,
right.
Just like they did when they came on the boat,
which is a big deal, right? And having six people on the boat, I mean, you're dealing with one fish at a time, basically.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Absolutely. So we try to, you know, we flush them as soon as they come up. They're bled, gut, and gilled, and then flush with the hose for a little bit to try and cool them down, and then right into the hold.
Yeah. And then you have full on RSW.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that thing kicks butt.
Yeah.
Well, we can take 70-degree water and turn into 30-degree water in about 35-40
minutes. Ooh, wow.
Yeah, every system on that boat is a big system, just like any long-range boat or big boat down there.
So you could put a couple jumbo fish in there and bring it down to temperature, like, super fast.
Yeah, so when we're dropping big ones in there, it doesn't even go a degree above. I mean, it drops them pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, when you're with a two fish limit on bluefin, and you guys just spend a lot of, when you're doing a 2.5 day, do you take multi-day permits?
Yes.
Yeah, so that everybody can have four?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so especially when those big ones are biting, you know, that's what we're there for. So, yeah, we take all of the necessary permits for our multiple day trips, so that way, it should they choose to have four, you know, however many they desire, what they think they need.
As much as you need, yeah.
You know, and that's the whole thing, right? I mean, everyone has a limit, but if they're all 200 pounds, you know, how much do you need?
Do you need four 200-pounders? No.
Right. So that's the thing, you know, you got to think about, too, is, you know, it's all about what you need.
So you let some go.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
We have a group that fishes with us, Larry Brown, you know, and last year, our last trip, we caught 150-something bluefin, and we released all of them except for what they needed for their
wow, life.
Cool. Nice to hear.
We had a salmon net, so we were scooping up the tuna so we wouldn't ruin them, and then grabbing, taking the hooks out and putting them back in.
How cool
Sweet.
Is that?
You know, just to have fun. That's what we're there to do,
yeah,
is catch them. You know, the tug is the drug, so you know, you don't have to kill them all.
And they release fine.
They're perfect.
They swam away.
They swam right off. You know, obviously, if they were bleeding real badly or something was wrong with them, you know, those were the ones that we kept. And it allowed us to be more picky on size, you know.
Sure.
When they're all 25 to 35 pounders, you know, you kind of want to keep the bigger ones. So it allowed us to kind of weed through them and keep the ball rolling.
I like your style, right?
Yeah, so this year he wants to try and release some cows. So we're working on that.
Yeah, new technique on that one, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump into those phones, Corey.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, Mike Holm from Phoenix. Appreciate you joining us, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Morning, gentlemen. Good to hear you. And my question is for the captain, how much in advance would I need to, how much time would I need to put in for a trip?
Right now, the best thing to do is call today get on the waiting list for this year if a trip cancels.
Happens.
Absolutely, it does. It's a thing. But for next year, I would book right now.
Yeah.
You know, for early season and then try to... get your name down for the later season prime time type stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing to do is just get your name on the calendar, because then it can roll over to the following year.
Then Vicky, your mom, will keep you on the list.
Yep.
And if something comes up,
yep,
they can get you on the
absolutely
list.
Yeah. And she'll work with you if you only have three or four guys in your group. We have plenty of singles, that we can call to help fill the boat for you.
So
on the converse of this, somebody could maybe call your mother and get on the list as a single, join a group.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So
And what's the charter price?
Oh, man. I think the day and a half is $6,800 for the boat. And that's, like I said...
For the whole boat?
Yeah, for the whole boat.
Wow.
And that's all inclusive. So
for a day and
it's
a half.
Everything.
That covers everything.
Yeah. And then the 2.5 day, I think, is... $10,400 or something like that.
Wow.
I don't pay much attention to the prices.
Yeah.
But
for what that is, it's really reasonable.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah.
We include all of it.
Yeah.
So it's a very one-on-one experience.
Yeah, and with just six people on a giant boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for joining us from Phoenix, listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate that very much. Corey?
Yeah, I've got a good text here. It's from Austin in San Diego, and thank you, Austin, for leaving your telephone number. You're eligible for the $300 worth of Costa sunglasses. And he says, over the last couple of years, the Game Changer has had a very high percentage of giant bluefins in that 200 to 300 pound level. It seems like they have a much higher success than the other boats. What do they attribute this success to on the jumbos? Thanks.
lower passenger capacity. We can focus on them, strictly just focus on big ones. A lot of the, you put 20-something people on a boat, you need to produce fish for every one of them. Those big fish are picky. It takes a long time, and a lot of times it's a waiting game or a driving around game. So with six, we can afford to kind of just focus on those. So that's pretty much why. When those guys are fishing school type fish, we're usually somewhere else looking for big ones, so we spend more time doing it.
That's your thing, is looking for big ones.
That's it.
That's what people want.
Yep.
That's what your passengers want to do.
That's what they're there for.
And, and I'd almost bet too, Ryan, that once a jumbo's hooked, that the percentage of hook to land ratio is pretty high too, because you're hands on.
You're hands on. There's not more people to get tangled with. And I can fly, we can put a couple kites up, balloons, we can focus on them primarily, so that's a lot to do with our success.
That's awesome.
Is just less people. That's pretty much all we do.
Yeah, because you only need to have, with six people, one going at a time or two going at a time.
That's it. And a lot of times you get one going and then, you hook another one right as that one's coming to gaff. Or there's times where both kites are just nonstop going off.
Yeah.
And run out of rods. It's like, it's mayhem.
Now what?
Yeah.
That's a good problem.
It's a great problem.
Yeah.
It's a fun problem to have.
Yeah. Do you see that pretty often when you're hunting big ones?
Yeah. I mean, usually...
You get into an area and they're just there, huh?
Yeah. If they're ready to bite, they bite.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times, we'll have a couple kites up and... You're not paying attention, and the kite's in the water, and the rod's screaming off, because you're so busy already with other fish. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, you see it when they're ready to bite. It's as long as you're on your game and you have your flyers ready, and someone to just keep sending them out. It's one after the other.
Do you see it playing mostly on time of day, or the area that you're in, or both?
It definitely seems with those things, time of day. You know, they have a time that they like to bite. Yeah. You know, you'll see them in the morning sometimes, and they don't react, and then right around in the afternoon, or if it's a tide thing or a current thing, you know, and they just, like a light switch, you know, you stop on a school and you get blown up on, and then it's game on after that.
Do you see that thing you mentioned, tide? Is it like at the tide change? A lot of people, the tide change and I got bit. Does that make a difference?
I'm not really sure if it does or not. You know, we try to look at it on our Furuno. It shows the tide times and everything.
Sure.
I think around islands and high spots and having current for, you know, yellowtail and stuff, it definitely plays a giant role in that. But I'm not so sure, you know, offshore in open water.
Yeah.
You know,
it's more when they want to bite, they bite.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I think you still need to have some type of current, you know, or something, but, you know, right place, right time.
Yeah.
It seems like with these bluefin most of the time.
Like you said earlier in the show, guys are seeing a lot now, and Frank referred to that with the Polaris Supreme. They're seeing a lot of fish out there. Mm-hmm. They're just not on the bite right now.
Right.
And that happens a lot with bluefin,
it sure does.
So you see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't want to bite.
That's it.
Yeah.
You pull your hair out all day.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing, you know, having multiple days on a trip, you know, they may not bite today, but tomorrow is their day to bite, you know. So having multiple days on the boat definitely seems to add to the success rate, especially with those big fish.
Right. Where you could have that night to fish, too, you know, not have to head in.
You extend your fishing time. And with those big ones and trophy fish is what it's about, you know.
And I've actually got a text here, a really quick one, Pete, from Mike in Torrance, and it's kind of regarding this. So he says, what's your longest trip? And then is Guadalupe available?
Oh, well, Guadalupe we looked into. It's still something we're considering. The permit is costly.
Yeah.
For something like that, and you'd have to do enough trips to make it worth it. So it all comes down to, you know, fuel efficiency of the boat, and kind of just, you know, we want to keep the price within means for everybody.
Right.
And only taking six to those places that require big money to get permits for is tough.
So maybe not Guadalupe, but down the beach, like what would be the longest?
Well, we offered up to 4.5 days okay. right now, or
wow.
5 day, you know, so we can get down there. We're definitely going to start expanding our reach, you know.
And you're talking about maybe 8 day trips in 23.
Yeah, 8 day trips, yeah. So we to make it to the ridge to be able to do the whole Wahoo thing and stuff like that is something that, you know, we're going to make happen here in the next year or two for sure.
That's cool. That sounds really cool. Hey, we've got your saltwater guide on the line, Mr. Dave Hansen, sponsored by the Catch Report at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only have the processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but with their Easter specials, which go through April, it's kind of crazy here, man. There's lunch bag special, $25, wiggle tail treats, three for $25, their famous rubs. You can get three of their famous rubs for $20, or check this out, Pete. You can get 10 of them, which is a crazy assortment, for $60.
That's great.
Like, and it's only available in store, so you have to go into their location, Taylor Street. And you can get, I want to get this one. This is crazy. Their smoked jerky. Three packs, along with three packs of cheese for $55.
Yeah, and smoked fish, too.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like a great combo.
Yeah, so only during the month of April and while supplies last. You got to go into their Taylor Street location. For anything else, you can go online to fishmansprocessing.com.
Captain Dave Hansen with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete, Ryan, Corey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Corey, Kelly's sitting here listening, and she loves calico bass fishing, and we got some phenomenal bass fishing going on right now. I know that we've been talking about this wind all week, but the guys that took the chance and went out fishing yesterday, one of my good clients, Larry, went fished at Isers and had, by himself, all on plastic, had a 60 fish day, just himself.
Ooh.
And it was more calicos than sand bass. He said it was very lumpy out there, but he doesn't care. He just likes to go fishing, and he said it was really, really fun fishing. All on the artificials. Everything's ready to happen. I know the wind has been up, and it's not even a story. We don't even need to talk about it. But, man, the boats that made it to Clemente yesterday, in that horrible weather, had phenomenal big yellowtail fishing in the cove. Ooh. There's squid in the cove right now, and there's big yellows in the cove. I think they all got blown in there from everywhere else, and they all hit out in the cove. But they're in the cove, and it was really good fishing early morning yesterday morning. Very, very good fishing on the big yellowtail. Catalina, it doesn't. None of this makes sense. I heard the you guys talking yesterday. We can throw the old books away, Lasley, Grosbeck, Manzer, myself. We can throw our books away because none of this makes sense anymore. The more the wind blows, the more the fish bite. Catalina, absolutely insane fishing over there. The big barracuda are showing up front side. There's lots of bonita. There's yellowtail showing up on all the standard spots up and down the front side of the island. Back side of the island is almost impossible to fish right now with this breeze, but just to think what's going on. And then I know that bluefin is all over down below, but the deal is, what you guys are talking about, we can all look the last couple of years. Whenever that moon is shining like it's shining right now, that fish kind of puts his head down. He doesn't go anywhere, but they kind of put their head down and they don't bite. But get ready, because if history has showed us anything, the next week or two, it's going to be full speed, wide open again. As soon as that moon gets a little less bright, I think we're in store for one hell of a season, Pete. I just can't believe how good the fishing is right now in this the breeze that's blowing.
It is amazing, and you know, Danny and the boys at Fish Dope have been on it and keeping you posted about not only when to go, what to go, be careful of the wind and such like that, but when to get on the fish. And it's just so exciting right now to be a fisherman, and having Fish Dope just puts you, gives you the edge ahead. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $20 code. And Dave, I can tell you're excited. How do we find you and get all the information we need?
Well, one more tip I want to talk about, and like Ryan was talking about earlier, everybody's booked already. If you haven't made a reservation yet, you better get on the phone, like Ryan said a few minutes ago, right now and make your reservation, because everybody's booked up. Everyone's as excited as I am. So go to yoursaltwaterguide.com. That way you don't have to follow Ryan around out there. You follow my simple directions, and you can go find your own fish. YourSaltwaterGuide.com, and you don't have to follow anybody else around.
All right. That sounds great, yeah. Dave. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Sunday. Happy Easter.
All right. Happy Easter. See you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Very
and,
good.
And good stuff about the calico fishing, too, Dave.
Definitely in my heart. And sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. Made from a high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Also, Anza offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more and get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
Yes, for sure. Hey, you have a great text, you said?
I didn't have one lined up.
I found one right here.
But there is a tremendous amount.
Oh my gosh, the texts are huge. So this is from Dave in Poway. He says, Happy Easter, and he wants to know, regarding wind and wind against current, do you have any tips for an angler fly lining a bait? That's a good yeah. Good idea, good question there.
Oh, well, wind against current's tough, you know.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's hard to get anything away from the boat. So, you know, lighter line, okay. You know, to help that thing swim away from the boat. Because a lot of times when you have wind with current, you know, the bait naturally just gets, you know,
naturally taken
away from the boat.
Right.
So when that stuff happens, we try to just drop down in line size, smaller hook, you know, make it easier for that bait to swim.
Yeah.
Either that or we put sinkers on.
Okay.
You know, just
to get it down.
Get it down.
Get it
away from the boat in some form, some way.
And sometimes, I mean, it's just more important not to try to make that long cast and just to get that, like you have a little bit of cure, you know, quote unquote cured bait on the boat. Sometimes just getting that 5 feet out.
Yeah, and the other thing is this hook placement on your bait. You know, you hook it in the breast or the butt area, and a lot of times when you're kind of backpedaling your spool, it's tugging on, and it makes the bait shoot away.
Yeah,
and
go
down,
away
you know,
from you.
When you nose hook it, the bait's trying to pull the hook from his head, and it naturally wants to turn his head back towards the boat. So if you're, you know, so wind against current, you're trying to get the bait away. You know, the different hook placements definitely helps to try and help, you know, make the bait shoot away.
That's
from
a
your
great.
Boat.
great tip.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And by putting it in the anal fin, like you said, it's it's directing away from
and down. You know, if your fish are holding midwater calm, they're not really coming up, different hook placement's going to make the bait either swim down or stay up high. So, you know, play with that. You know, always play with the hook placement first before I go to a smaller hook or line size or sinker.
Yeah. I like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really good tip. Yeah, for sure. What's your favorite way to pin on a sardine?
I butt hook them.
Butt hook them.
Yeah, especially tuna fish, and just to, you know, because I can feel them better and I can keep them moving. It's for those fish, you know, they want to actively chase something down. So if the bait's not constantly moving, then you're pretty much not
still
in the game.
It's still a reaction bite.
Correct. You know, so I butt hook pretty much everything. You know, 90% yellowtail fishing, we nose hook them. You know, it seems like you get a better hookup ratio. Just they love to crush those heads and hit the heads first. You know, but tuna fishing, I'm a big butt hook.
The benefit with, with butt hooking and getting it down, the only thing against that is coming in, you're not swimming the bait, right?
Correct.
You're yanking it off.
No, but the upside is when he's out there, you're chumming, so when you reel it in, it kind of rips off, and, you know, you're chumming further away, and so the bait's not hiding under the boat, you know? So it's kind of a little bit of everything.
It is.
You know, you're throwing bait that's staying close to the boat, and your butt hook bait, when you fly a line, when you reel it in, you're just kind of tearing off and hanging off on the outside.
Yeah, it's good.
What is it about yellowtail, man? It's like, how many crushed heads have you ever come back with?
Every time, you know? It's a telltale sign, you know? You don't see them, but you get your bait back, and the head is just flatter than a pancake.
Yeah. And you know it was a yellow.
Yeah. And there's a 4-0 J hook, and it's like, how did he miss it?
Yeah. Calico fishing's the same exact way, and I think, I grew up fishing on the half day boat and fishing that way. Sometimes they'll just pound it, like they'll kill it and let it go, like it's just out of natural reactionary aggression. And they don't eat it, but like you're saying, the gills are smashed in and the thing's done, right?
How do they miss it?
Oh, it's good stuff. Hey, we're gonna be right back with more good stuff, taking your calls and your texts. We've got Ryan Stahl in studio from the Game Changer. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale is back. Join us Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Landing for our biggest sale ever. Doors open from 11 to 3. Come early for best selection, and we will see you there.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Pete, I have to tell you, Ryan's a really cool guy.
He's man. A great yeah. guest and a really interesting story.
Having
been talking between the breaks about his life and your mom. Oh, he loves the fish too, right? She mans the phones for the Game Changer,
yep.
and she loves the fish. You said.
Oh yeah. So we when I had my Grady White up north, I'd take her out albacore fishing and sturgeon fishing, and she started falling in love with it, and when I got on the searcher here, we got her on a 3-day, and then after that, you know, she was hooked.
Yeah, she was done.
Yeah, we were down at Geronimo. Aaron Remy was running the boat, and it was just full speed bluefin and some yellowtail mixed in with them. And after that, it was game over. So she's got all of her own rods now. She's got a long rod. She's learning how to cast
irons. Wow. So she's got to come out and do field research with you once in a while, right?
Are you kidding me? Everyone wants her on the boat.
Oh.
We see her quite a bit, and usually we're glad to have her because she's a good hook and hand. There's times my mom's just in the corner, people are handing her rods, just drops it right over the side, butt hook, and it's like, okay, here you go. And you look back, and mom's got five guys running around the boat with fish.
Yeah.
And, like,
and she mans the phones for the Game Changer.
And she mans the phones.
Yeah,
yep, runs
watches the website.
Yep.
Now, can you book online? You have to call Vicky in the office.
You can book online, but you know the best thing to do is call her.
Just call her. Especially now because you're booked for 2022 and 2023.
Yep.
You need to get on the list.
Absolutely.
For
and she can answer all your questions, you know, over the phone. It's better than emailing back and forth.
Sure.
You know, she already gets 100 emails a day, so you know, just call. It's the best thing to do.
And, and like we talked about earlier, Ryan, if you're a single guy or single lady that wants to be on board, you know, a charter that maybe only has four people,
yep.
and they want that fifth person.
Yep. So perfect scenario, and I think it's in June we have a trip, two couples. And they needed a couple more people. So we have Wendy from Iserline and Lori from Turner's coming out because we were going to do a lady anglers trip. But the guys didn't want to get ixnayed off, so they turned it into a couples trip.
So
we definitely want to try to start getting, you know, some lady angler trips going and get the ladies out there.
Hey, Wendy,
you know?
A good person.
Well, Wendy and Lori are awesome fishermen.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're really great people.
Yeah. So we're super excited to have them.
So somebody could call and be a part of that trip.
It's full. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But there's other trips that could have possibilities like that.
Absolutely. And that's why I said call. You know. So we get a lot of guys that charter and a couple guys back out, but they don't want to lose their spot, so they ask us, you know, is there a way to fill? Do you have a couple people that would like to go?
Yeah.
And it's usually not a hard sell. So, you know, if you have three or four, whatever, just call and let them know, but we have a waiting list of single people that, you know, would love to jump on.
And the number's on the website, or it's, you get a hold of your mom, Vicky.
Yeah, 619-554-8700.
Or GameChangerSportFishingSD.com. All right.
Yep, absolutely.
Great. All right, well, let's jump into the phones. We have some patient callers want to talk to Ryan.
Super patient. I think it's because they maybe not only want to talk to Ryan, but they want their chance of winning a $300 pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. And Bob in Costa Mesa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Bob.
Morning.
Hey, did a trip 2 years ago. We caught mahi, you know, out there. It was a day and a half, you know, 2 years ago. But I got to tell you, the best trip ever, July 11th last year. Captain Ryan, man, you just killed it, dude. You put us on the fish. We were talking about maybe doing, you know, going to Clemente after getting our limits of bluefin for the day on a 2.5 day. And Ryan just looked at me and goes, nah, we're not going to leave these fish. And, you know, it was just utter mayhem both days. And about the afternoon of the second day, we all looked at each other and said, go ahead, Captain, boys, grab us to your limit, you know.
That's good, cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah. A lot of good stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have fun out there.
Yeah.
Got to have fun. That's the whole point.
That's it. Yeah, it's not about filling the freezer or filling the thing. It's about enjoying your life.
Out having fun. It's such an amazing fishery right now. With you know, and the amount of fish that are out there, it's just sometimes it's too good to run away, you know.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Smokes.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, glad you had an opportunity. You go on the boat this year? I guess we lost them.
That's so,
hey, thanks a lot.
July.
Oh, yeah. You're back on July. Okay. All right. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Corey.
All right. Let's do it. John from Huntington Beach. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, John.
Guess we lost John there. So I have a text from Anthony of Rancho Cucamonga. He has a question for Captain Ryan. Do you like a top shot of mono on your big reels for tuna, or and what size and how long? And that's, again, from Anthony of Rancho Cucamonga. Thanks.
For big reels kite fishing, we run straight braid. We do put a wind on 25 feet of 200-pound. And then a 400-pound leader, you know, to the hooks for the flyers. As far as fly lining those big ones, yeah, I'm a fan of mono top shot. I like the stretch.
Do you?
Yeah, just, you know, I'm not a fan of the straight braid. On all of our reels, we have a top shot of mono.
A mono?
Even
the big stuff? The kite fish and everything?
No, the kite stuff is straight braid. Yeah,
straight braid.
135-pound braid with a 25-foot, 200-pound wind-on.
Okay, with the straight 200, yeah. Is it a mono wind-on or
just a mono wind-on.
Just a mono wind-on,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't had any issues with it. So.
Yeah, well, it's all out of the water anyway.
Correct.
Right? So they're not seeing it.
Correct. And the leader that they're hitting, you know, we make our flying fish leaders 8 feet. Just so that way for that bigger fish, when they can kick that heavier, you know, leader with their tail, and they won't hurt the wind on.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense for sure.
Yeah,
I've got a text that kind of piggybacks on this.
Okay,
and it's from Dakota in Las Vegas, and he says, over the years I've heard many captains with differing opinions. Like I said, you've kind of answered part of this, but not all of it. Difference in opinions, and some like long top shots and good stretch for fighting fish. Others like all power pro and a short piece of fluoro for the least amount of drag and the best bait presentation. What does Ryan think about top shot length, which you answered part of that, for big bluefin? Also a circle hook or a J hook?
We're circle hook. We're circle hook people on that boat.
All the way.
Even on the flyers?
No, the flyers are 11-aught mustads, J-hooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
You put a treble on it, too?
So we've been experimenting just to see if it makes a difference. We usually just have two J-hooks.
Oh, really?
Okay. On there. We started putting some treble hooks on just to see if it helped with the hookup ratio. And it's either they eat it or they don't. You know, it seems like a lot of times if they're nipping it and the treble hook will snag them or... you know, just in the side of the face, and it pulls out or something. So we kind of have seen we've seen more fish unbutton with the treble hook than with the bigger J
hooks. Like a more hazardous hookup, kind of.
Right. I mean, those J hooks, even if they slap the flyer, if that J hook grabs them, it's like putting a gaff in the side.
It's a legitimate hook.
Yeah, you know. So we've been experimenting with both. Typically, we just use two J-hooks, but, you know, we haven't really settled in on, you know, a way to do it. If they're being picky or we're missing a lot of fish, we'll try the treble hook just to, you know, try and get something in.
But you don't ever see that big treble, like, pin their mouth shut to where
We've seen that. We've seen it, you know, way down in their freaking, you know, throat and stuff.
Like, the processor has to get it out. It's so deep.
Yeah, and so, again, it's just if they're going to eat it, they're going to eat it.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of times those smaller fish just crash it from the side or, you know, their mouths aren't big enough to shoot that thing down there. But we've seen fish eat those flyers. We had a 330 last year that when he hit the flyer, when we were gilling and gutting them, the wings and the sticks were still out in his stomach. The flying fish was completely intact.
Wow, pinned,
really?
Like pinned in there.
Just because he had such a huge mouth, it just swallowed
the thing.
Just
went straight in. The stick wasn't even broken.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
I've got a question. What the heck does a 330 look like coming out of the water?
Like a bus.
Right?
Yeah, like a bus.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. But, that's the whole thing. If they're going to eat it, they're going to eat it. You know, it's most of the time with those flyers, you're looking for those big ones.
It's gone.
They usually don't have a problem putting it down the hatch.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, 213-432-1090, still a chance to get through. Talk to Ryan. Let's jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Mo from Vista.
Hey, Mo. Happy Easter.
Hey, Pete. Happy Easter to everybody there. I was wondering, have you got your calendar ready for the Ford dealership? I got to put it on my calendar so I can reserve the spot.
Actually, Yeah, you know, right now the only we're not going to do the Ford dealership live remote broadcast this year, ones we're going to do, we're not going to do them. So the first one we have coming up is at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Saturday, May 14th for their big sale. Corey's going to be having MC Swim Baits there. There'll be a lot going on there May 14th. And then the next one we have planned is not till Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in early November. So I'm not sure, something could come up in between now and that time, but those are the two live broadcasts we have planned at this time. We're kind of scaling back a little bit, shall we say, and just we love our little studio here, right here at the world headquarters, and it's hard to leave, to be honest with you, when you're overlooking the Game Changer and the San Diego Landings here.
Your little studio is literally the headquarters of looking over the sport fishing fleet.
Yeah, so
with a thumb on the pulse of it all.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mo, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Go ahead, Mo. Sorry.
Okay, I'll be in L.A. Bay. I already scheduled my L.A. Bay trip, so okay. I didn't see any Ford dealerships.
Mo. You always were a regular, and we sure appreciate that for sure. And, of course, San Diego County Ford dealers still a big part of the radio show. We still promote and drive Fords and love the San Diego County Ford dealers, and they we're just not going to be doing the live shows there anymore and for now. So you never know what the future holds.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Hey, I got a great question from Mark in Escondido, and he says, and this is a good question because I talk about this a lot, and when casting long distances downwind, does it help to let your line out from the boat and get it wet?
Oh, to get it wet first, maybe.
Yeah, get it wet first when you cast it.
Okay, yeah, so like surface, you know, surface irons are trying to cast. Yeah, I'll dip my hand in the bait tank, in the hand well, and you know, wet the spool. Or you get line burn.
Yeah.
You know,
or you get a backlash or something like that, right?
But having,
especially when you're fishing mono, right?
Yep.
If you don't get it wet, it's nothing but trouble.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So dip your hand in the live well, throw a bunch of water on top of it, get it wet. A lot of guys carry a spray bottle.
Yep, a spray bottle.
Yeah.
And then after the first cast or two, you know, everything's wet and it'll stay wet.
You're good to go.
Because monofilament absorbs water, right?
It's and porous. So it's like porous. A sponge, actually.
Yeah, so once you get it wet, you're good to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
I like it, Pete. Pete getting technical with the monofilament.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, it's no, but it's
we don't
important.
Talk about that a lot.
We don't.
You know? And that's why the Seaguar fluorocarbon, it's solid. And
it doesn't absorb water.
It does not. It's heavier, but it also, that's why it doesn't refract the light
as
much, because it's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there comes your Seaguar tip of the day.
Okay. All right. I like it. You have a good one there, Corey?
I do. It's actually from Kurt. And Kurt says, great show. And he wants to know what's your preferred knot for 80-pound line and higher.
We San Diego Jam.
Really?
Yeah,
that's the same thing I tie on everything.
Yeah. Once you start getting into, 100-pound or bigger, we just do, three or four turns around instead of five.
Well, only three or four. So the knot's not so bulky.
Right. Yeah. And it's easier to tighten up, but it won't go anywhere. You know, once we start getting into, bigger than 100-pound, we pretty much just crimp everything. You know, start crimping it for the big gear and stuff.
Yeah.
But for 80, 100, I mean,
Diego.
Yeah.
And we use it for everything.
So when you're crimping, are you burning the ends?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't know how many times we've seen crimps that forgot to get crimped, you know, and just the mushroomed end, you know.
Saved the bacon.
Saved the day.
Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely.
So that's a huge tip right there for crimps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. We burn every end.
Every end.
Crimps,
just make sure you don't get the lighter close to the line.
The trick is to just leave a bigger loop with your crimp up higher, you know, so your tag end can bend away from your main line, burn it. You know, and then cinch it up.
Cinch it down.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Yeah, let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Doug.
What determines how long of a length do you use on the top shot, any top shot?
For our top shots, most of our reels are small reels, not including the kites. We're about 100 feet of mono. It's just easier. It's easier to replace the mono to put a new top shot on. If it gets tangled, mono is easier to work with than straight braid. Braid involves a pick, and you know usually the pick starts kind of messing up the braid. So about 100 feet on all of our reels, and then our fluorocarbon leader.
All right. Very good. All right. I hope that helps you out, Doug. Thanks a lot for the call. I've got a good text here, and this is from Rory in Lakeside, and he says he's looking to buy a new pair of sunglasses. Where's the best place to go to try them on before ordering, buying them? And, you know, Fisherman's Landing has a great selection of Costas and actually Maori Jims, too. And then also Dana Landing carries Maori Jims.
I think
and
East
then,
County.
And then East County Bait and Tackle carries Costas. And then I know Turner's Outdoorsman also carries a lot of Costas. So the best thing to do is go try, because there's so many different variations in color of lenses, the style of the glasses, depending on how big your face is. Everybody has a different shaped face. Everyone fits differently. For example, my favorite Costa is Tuna Alley. Love Tuna Alley because I have a smaller face, but that might work, not work for somebody who has a bigger face.
For my big old head?
Yeah, or Ricky, I think, likes different ones there, and I don't know what your favorite style is.
The Tuna Alleys.
Tuna Alley, yeah.
They wrap around... I had the fantails, but they didn't fit just right. You could still see, like, light underneath the glasses, yeah. But those Tuna Alleys really kind of seal up from all the outside light.
Yeah. Nice. What about color of lens?
Blue.
Blue.
Yeah. You like the blue. Yeah. I love the gray civil mirror. That's my favorite.
And that's so funny because I'm the inshore guy and, like, fish and kelp, and I love, like, an amber or copper type lens.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely.
Just enhances all the...
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean you can't have three or four different pairs.
Right?
That's right. You got to have different
pairs.
There you go. Yeah. And I might add, too, is that we were talking about that 580 glass versus the plastic is a game changer, shall we say, using your
glass is the way to go.
Yeah,
it's just it's so much cleaner, and you know you get the plastic for less money, but then you're more susceptible to scratching and getting salt on them and that kind of
stuff. The 580 glass will last a lot longer.
Yeah.
Your investment will stay.
Yeah. Now, one thing is that Costa makes Seamates, which have a reader in them, and for old guys like me, actually like a 150 or a 200 reader in it. Like when I was fly fishing this week, and you're tying those little flies.
Yeah.
So that's what I wear on the river is with the Seamates, but it does have the plastic lens in it, so it's not quite as crisp. But in a river, you're not seeing that far, right? So so that's what works for me.
Okay.
But best thing to do is go to one of the local dealers, like we just mentioned, and try a pair on, and then buy them right there, because the dealers and the website are going to have the same price. You're not going to get it any cheaper online, because so it's always best to go to the local dealer, like Fisherman's Landing, like East County Bait and Tackle, Turner's, Dana, all those places, and try them on and buy them right there, because that's going to be your best bet.
And maybe Rory will be in the running he is in the running. Maybe he'll win them today.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
I think we need to and talk to Greg. Greg from Paris. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, a real quick question. Do you offer shark trips on your boat?
No, we don't do shark trips. We're definitely if we see a mako or something, we'll try and catch it when we're out there. But we don't do the shark fishing. No, not right now, anyways.
Right, just stick to the big bluefin thing at this point.
Yep, exactly. Stick to what you know.
You bet. That's that. And you know the reality is, today's day and age, shark fishing is kind of
frowned upon.
It is, right? Because they're kind of become endangered species. Not so much from what we have done to them, but it's more the commercial pressure that happened to them. So
well, and not if I can overlap that a little bit, it's not the local commercial pressure, Pete. It's the international
long line.
International commercial pressure.
It's the finning and such like that has just devastated the population of. All kinds
not
of sharks.
Not that I had to correct you.
No, that's absolutely right. No, that's absolutely right. Because really there's no local fishery that targets sharks. It's an incidental catch.
And all of our commercial fisheries that we have locally are sustainable.
Yeah.
It's mostly hook and line or trap or done in a fashion where everything's kept alive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
no shark.
Catch them and let them go. Yeah. Because bluefin's a lot better to eat. Better to eat. Corey, you have another one there?
Let's see here. You know, I did have one. It's pertaining to the glasses again. It's from Joe in Lakeside, and is
Costa question for Ryan. I always say Costa. I don't know why. I'm sorry, but it's Costa. I currently own a pair of the gray 580 lenses. I'm shopping for another pair to keep on the boat and wanted Ryan's opinion on the lens color and why he likes that.
The blue mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the blue mirror. You know, you're out there blue water fishing. It seems to just light up, you know, lights the water up a little bit more, especially paddy fishing. You know, you're driving around in a skiff or you don't have the binos up. It seems to highlight those paddies really well.
Yeah.
And you can see into the water a little bit more. You know, it's just the blue all around for us. We spend a lot of time in clean, clear water, so it seems to highlight.
It enhances.
Yes,
it enhances stuff.
Yeah.
And that's
absolutely.
Like I was talking about, like the amber in the kelp is, it enhances everything going on in the kelp.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So blue for me, I think a lot of these guys have, you know, blue mirror lenses.
Yeah.
You know, they spend enough time out there.
Costa's number one lens.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
It's a reason.
It's a decent all around lens. You know, like I said, you're going to end up owning multiple pairs for every type of scenario.
Yeah. We have so many different types of scenarios.
Yeah, you know, like that,
today, right?
Yep. Like that orange, you know, for cloudier days.
Right.
You know, to help kind of, it's all about highlighting. You know, you want to, if you're looking for stuff, you want things to pop out at you. So,
there it is.
Hey,
somebody's going to win a fantastic pair of those Costa sunglasses when we return on Let's Talk at BAP, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bazzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Ulan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from APCO. We developed a tool for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of APCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by APCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out APCO.com.
To find dealer locations and to find everything an angler needs, visit ATFCO.com.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
All right, man. We've had so much fun.
A lot of talk between the two. Ryan's a great, great guest.
And I mean it when Ryan's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
So we have a texter, a caller, and somebody's going to win a $300 pair of Costa sunglasses.
All right. So flip that coin, Ryan.
All right, here we go.
There it is.
It is the texter.
Kurt from Lakeside.
All right. Congratulations,
yeah.
Kurt. You're going to get a certificate good for any pair of Costa Del Mar Costa sunglasses at CostaDelMar.com, and we'll send that certificate out to you. And, Ryan, great show.
Thank you for having me. A lot of good questions.
Thanks for sharing your knowledge about bluefin tuna fishing. I learned a lot. I know Corey did, too. And if we want to book a trip on the Game Changer, I know you're pretty much full the next 2 years, but there's still shots. How do we get a hold of you?
So, 619-554-8700 is the phone number to the office that my mom runs. or you can go online, www.gamechangersportfishingsd.com. That's our website. And the best thing to do is just give her a call and tell her what you're looking for and when you want to go and
get on
that list.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Thanks, Ryan, and good luck this season. We'll look forward to some reports from you, hearing about all your big fishing. Corey, thank you for being here this weekend. We sure appreciate you. Thanks to JP for manning the phones, and thanks to Adam for doing everything he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Next Saturday, Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. Going to be a great show. And then next Sunday, Captain Al Clowers, local guide. He does the bay, he does the offshore, he does everything. Al kind of does it all. So that's going to be a great weekend of shows. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Enjoy the day, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.